All right, so what do you think people should know about the community of Old Town?
Well, it's a very artistic community. That's one of the reasons why I like living here. Very creative, and a lot of the, it's a really passionate and committed community. They're really, like everybody pitches in and helps out and looks out for one another and keeps an eye on each other's businesses and houses and just really good neighbors.
Alright. And then what do you think are some stories that should be told about Old Town?
Some stories?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many things, but I can't think of something right off the top of my head. There's a woman that lives right down here upstairs. Her name is Jamie Schreiner, and she's lived here for a really long time. And she just volunteers her time all the time in Old Town to weed flower beds and clean up the street, and whenever she's got any free time, she's usually, you see her out like gardening and planting flowers and just taking care of things. She's a really amazing person, and she really is kind of the face of Old Town, I would say. She really cares for it a lot. So that would be one story.
And what's her name, Jamie?
Jamie Schreiner.
Okay.
The stories, there's a lot of stories of the people who have had businesses here for a long time. Even the Old Town Commercial Association. So Old Town has its own, we have our own association that runs everything that happens down here. Jamie is a board member on that. I think she's the president of the board. And then that's also like a group of people who some of them live here and others don't, but that are really committed to raising funds for Old Town, because we don't get a lot of money from the city. So a lot of what we do, the fundraisers like Oktoberfest and Scrap Fest, big festivals that we hold down here, are all to raise money to keep Old Town going, because a lot of people probably think that that's funded through something else, but in order for us to, like, we had to raise money to put all of the flower baskets that are hanging. We have to get our own garbage cans and our own bike racks, and we have to manage all of that. So that group of people and the Old Town Commercial Association is a story that should be told, because they have all the committees and the people that sit on that do so much work to make Old Town what it is, or it wouldn't be as awesome as it is.
Right. And is there anything that upsets you about Old Town?
I wouldn't say really upsets me. I think that it's really growing, and it's grown a lot in the last couple of years. I think that some areas of Old Town, people tend to judge it and think that, that maybe it's not safe here or things like that, just because it's a growing community and there's people of all different backgrounds and people who have lived here for a long time, who come from a lot of socioeconomic different backgrounds, and they all make up Old Town to what it is. But some people, I think, judge it because of that, and it's really, I think, what makes Old Town cool. So, but sometimes it's frustrating to hear people say that, oh, that's not, it's not safe down there. They have maybe, because it didn't used to be a long, long time ago, so some of them might have ideas that it's still like that, and it's not.
Okay.